Welcome back to Perihal Puan. Alright, so in this episode, just like what I have told you guys in the previous episode where I did an introduction of what I actually want to say in this podcast. Yes, the very first episode of this podcast will talk about coronavirus. So guys, what do we actually know about coronavirus in the first place? We know this, we know that, but there's nothing that is certain, right? So, the experts, they thought that the coronavirus originated from China, but the more we think about the conspiracy theory about America and all that, and also Trump's action towards the virus, the disinfectant injection and all that, we have come to think that probably it's not China who developed the virus, right? Maybe it's just some other country, but it is accidentally brought to China, to Wuhan for precisely, and it developed there, it got contaminated there, and it bursted there, so that we call it the coronavirus from Wuhan. But make sure that you never call this virus a Chinese virus, please. Never do that, because viruses don't have ethnicity. Like the Spanish flu, it's also a very wrong way to say that it's Spanish, because the flu is not Spanish. It was not born or legalized in Spanish, and the name Spanish flu makes us slightly racist towards Spanish people, because it's called Spanish flu. So in our mind, we will always think that every Spanish has Spanish flu, right? That's just how Trump called it, the Chinese virus. That is what started the racism, riot there. I mean, the Chinese American, actually it's Asian American, so anybody with Asian descendant blood that doesn't look like a Western at all, they are thought as Chinese. But actually, Asian isn't always is a Chinese, right? They can be Filipinos, Singaporeans, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, or even Bangladesh. Well, India is still Indonesia, right? They're also Asian. So Asian cannot be generalized, because even the coronavirus can be brought by someone who is not a Chinese. The Chinese and American, or in any other countries except for China, probably don't even get to go to China themselves. They don't even travel to China. They can't even speak Chinese. So don't generalize us like that. Don't generalize those Chinese like that, Asians for precise. So coronavirus did thought as a virus that originated in Wuhan, and when it infected someone, it has 7 to 14 days of incubation time until it causes several symptoms to the person that has coronavirus. So the symptoms are, you know, just like common cold. There is flu, fever over 38 degrees Celsius, and then you will have shortness of breath too, just like pneumonia. And the very creepy thing about coronavirus is in that 7 to 14 days of incubation time, it can already be transmitted to other people. But there is no evidence or studies that prove that coronavirus can be transmitted to animals as well, While many people think that it comes from that wild animal market in Wuhan, where they sell bats, snakes, rats, and all those kinds of weird animals, but we don't know for sure. And people were starting to get crazy over the conspiration that Chinese is actually like Umbrella in Resident Evil. So in Resident Evil, there is this company named Umbrella. They developed a virus, and that virus then get outbroke, and people were infected. They became zombies. The Raccoon City become dead, and I forgot if there is any other city infected as well, but in the last Resident Evil, I saw that the zombies are actually in Japan and China too. So, I'm in China, but I don't really know the story, but there are a lot of people who think that a company in China, because their logo looks like Umbrella's logo, they thought that that company is actually the real life Umbrella, and coronavirus is the real T-virus. But the thing is, in Resident Evil, there was a time when they obtained the cure, but in our real time, real life situation, the cure hasn't been made. I mean, it is still in, you know, research process, in the making process, but we don't know if the cure is going to be made and distributed to everybody who has coronavirus or not. Okay, so today I am not only talking about coronavirus, of course. I'm not just going to make you scared or anything. I'm going to share what have I done to prevent this virus. So probably you can learn from what I do, or maybe you can share more that what you do is probably what I haven't done yet. Okay, so let me tell you a little story about how coronavirus affected my life. So I am a college girl, a college student in the capital city of Indonesia, in one of the biggest university with the most students in the capital city. Well, it's not as big as University of Indonesia, of course, but it's quite big, because when I was attending my orientation days, the orientation had to be divided into like 5 or 6 sessions, in which every session, you know, responsible for like 1,000 or 2,000 students. And our inauguration, like the top occasion of the whole orientation, it was held like a concert, like a literal concert. There was a stage, there was the sound system, there was DJs and all that. And it was nice having that kind of college life. Actually, I don't really have burden about it, because I really love my life so far before corona strikes. So I live in a dorm. I have a roommate. My dorm is quite complete. There is a canteen or a cafeteria. There are also small cafes. There is a supermarket. There is a place where I can print my task, buy some school stationeries and all that, and I don't have to, you know, spend too much money, because there is a shuttle bus that will take me to the campuses that I want to go. So I was just enjoying my life that day, when suddenly my mother, who is a lecturer in another university in the north side of this capital city, she told me that her university is shutting down. I mean, not literally collapsed or closed down, but they are locking themselves down. So only the lecturers are coming in for like a few days, tops, to finish the system of the online class and things. And a few days after she announced that news, me and my friends go to my hometown for like playing, and when we were playing, the coronavirus has started to spread. So I just instantly pushed my friends back so that they can go home. And after they go home, like it was March 20th, I think, like past a month ago, I had a quarantine. So my house has two levels, a floor. So my mother, father, and brother stay downstairs while I do my own quarantine up there in the second floor, alone, just, you know, accompanied with my songs, with my voice, with my own monologue, you know, just making failed podcast or however. So since that day, I mean, I am not someone who is ignorant about news. I am very up to date to news, not only Line Today anyway, although they are very useful. I also follow like liputan6.com or kompas.com, Kompas TV, Metro TV, and of course Nachua Shihab. I am a fan, a big fan of her. So I follow her like everywhere. So after the lockdown was, you know, planned by the government, I was giving them critics. I started posting and making this highlight on my Instagram about COVID-19. I have this highlight and it contains a lot of news like what should you do when coronavirus strikes, what should you do in quarantine, what should you do to stay clean, and all those kinds of things. So I'm going to talk about those things to you guys. So the first thing that you need to know, that coronavirus lives on surfaces like woods, sleeves, clothes, masks, your clothes, your plates. They can live for like half an hour until a few hours long. And you know, it's really, really important to hold on to your hand sanitizers. But study has proved that actually hand sanitizers are not as useful as hand soap. So for example, today you have to go out to your office. It's really important to, you know, to not use public transportations like busway or the train or city bus. It's very dangerous. Okay, coronavirus can be everywhere. And do you remember that time when the one of our mayors did a stupid decision on cutting the schedule of busway, not making it, you know, more often, and it makes many people wait, many people queue online, and it makes there is no social distance at all. But thankfully he changed his mind, he made the bus goes more often, and now the social distancing is going right. But in trains, because there are a lot of people still going on to the market, although most markets are now closed, but still, okay. So I don't actually live in the capital city. I have my own hometown, and when I go home, I went quarantine. My parents and I only take me and my brothers out like once in 2 weeks, using our car for like 15 minutes or half an hour tops, so that we, you know, like see what is actually outside our house, you know, see things, so that we don't see white walls every single day, because it literally makes us very stressed and, you know, depressed. You gotta say, I think I feel like I'm kind of have a, you know, a light depression since quarantine, because you know I keep staring at my ceiling before going to sleep and staring at my whiteboard in front of me in my room, and all I can think about is my task, my video conferences, my lecturer giving me a lot of things to do and all that. I really miss, you know, going to class, listening to my lecturer, talking about whatever she or he wants to talk about, and you know, like talk a lot of things with my classmates. And when I go home to my dorm, I can meet my other friends from other majors. We can play with our feet on the inside the pool, and that is very, very great. Okay, my friends playing the guitar and I sing along to his songs, and that is great, you know. I'm in a music community in my dorm and it's dope. I mean, I really like singing with them. I really like hanging out with people who can sing and play guitar or play any music instrument so that we can sing together. But now, I can only rely on the karaoke machine I have in my house. And, you know, it's really, really sad of karaoke alone, because in the meantime my mother is in our other house because she went to Jakarta a few days ago to get my brother's medicine, and I actually kind of made her quarantine herself in our other house because I don't want to risk getting my father or brother infected, although there might be a chance that them both not infected, my mom and my brother, but there are three other people, me, my other brother, and my father, who I have to think about. My father told her to just come back home, clean yourself, and blah blah blah, but I don't trust him. I don't trust that only like changing our clothes, washing it, putting hand sanitizer sprays all over the clothes and take a bath is going to kill the virus. Okay? Because the clothes are not getting washed every day. Okay? It can stay like for 2 or 3 days there waiting to be piled up, and after it piled up, we wash it. But, you know, it doesn't always sunny around here, so it's kind of like scary. So, after you come back from work, what should you do first? First, when you arrive at your front door, don't get in. If there is someone in your house, get them to get you a spray bottle of hand sanitizer. Spray it all over your body, in your bags, on your things, your body, your face, not your mouth, okay? You can get, you know, poisoned. Just the, you know, outer part of your body. Clean your nails, and then everything, okay? Like wearing perfumes on everything so it gets fragrant. But in this case, it gets clean. Okay, after you do that, get inside, take off your shoes, and don't go into your room. You go, put your bag in front of the bathroom, take your towel, take off your shirts, your outfits, everything, your underwears, whatever you are wearing on your body after going to work, and take a bath. Take a bath, like, you wash everything. You wash your teeth, you wash your mouth, you wash your nose, eyes, eyelashes, cheeks, everything, even your hair. If you go out every day, that means you have to wash your hair every single day. Okay, because you don't know what will land on your hair, or on your nails, or on your clothes. It's going to be more scary if you are not wearing a fully closed clothes. Why? Because it will actually make you more fragile to coronavirus. I mean, they are contaminated or transmitted by touch. or by droplets. So if you have people who are kind of like sick in your office or in your college or whatever you walk to supermarkets, markets, or whatever, you have to take precautions. Use mask every time you go out. Government is being very strict about it right now, and I hope all of you can obey to it. And after that, after you clean yourself up, what do you do? If you are going to eat, don't forget to wash your hands. You do know how to wash your hands for 20 seconds, right? Well, first, make your hand wet. After making your hand wet, go take the soap. Spray it like 3 to 5 times on your hand and, you know, rub it against your other hand until it has bubbles out of it. And then you clean the space between your fingers first, from the back and from the front. And then after that, you create a squeezing position using your 4 fingers except your thumb, and squeeze it. And then after that, you make a small circle using the fingers on your one hand, and then rub it on the palm of your other hand. And after that, squeeze your thumb up and down to clean it. And after that, you have to rub your hand ankle and make it bubbly. And after that, you wash it. After you clean everything, dry your hand using a towel, not tissue. And I think towel is more hygienic. And, you know, after that, you can relax. And the next thing is, when quarantined, what should you do? Well, actually, there are a lot of things to do. You can make like a small schedule or whatever. Just think it like this. Your university or your work is having a real-time video conference, so that when you have a schedule for like a non-coronavirus alternate universe, you are going to college at 9 to 12. So, you wake up at 6, you have breakfast, and then you do everything. And for example, your class is from 9 to 10, and then it starts again at 11 to 12. So when your class is on rest at 11 to 12, go out to the sun and sunbath. Okay, it doesn't guarantee that coronavirus is going to be killed that way, but at least it will make you more healthier, a lot healthier. And then after that, you have to eat healthy foods, organic ones, cooked meats, and, you know, just hold yourself back for eating canned goods, because you don't know how long has those meats been in that can, and you don't know if you cook it, will all the bacteria be gone for good? Well, I don't know, so I don't really eat canned goods unless I am locked and I can't go anywhere. I only have canned goods. And you know, there's one thing that Indonesia really likes: instant noodles. Well, don't eat that too much, because it has monosodium glutamate and it is really bad for your health. Okay, you better like eat some snacks, eat a lot of vitamins, eat a lot of fruits, eat a lot of vegetables, than eating those kinds of weird foods. Okay, it's very cheap, and you can also see that your healthy is not as cheap as those guys. So you better be careful when eating it. And you know, at home, if you have free time, like for me, I do workouts twice a day. Well, it's nothing, you know, heavy. I usually go jogging or run around my complex but it's really impossible to do right now because every time I go out, I have to wear mask, right? And it is not comfortable when you have to wear mask when you are jogging or running. You're gonna get out of breath before you're even tired physically. So, really, you have to be careful on that. So, what do I do for workout? I do cardio. I have this small aerobic bike at home, so I use it. And then I have, the floor workout, like push-ups, pull-ups, and then some tutorials on YouTube and TikTok. Yeah, I know. There are a lot of tutorials, and actually some of them are really tough to do. Although they look really easy when the pros do it, but you can do it. Even there are the ones which can be done on bed, so it's really convenient. And also, drink vitamins. Like, really reduce your snack intakes and, increase your vitamins, vegetables, fruits. They are no harm. Yeah, it really helps on the coronavirus kind of thing. And, you have to manage your mental health as well. Why? Because I have been watching, and the update of coronavirus is every day at evening. And, you have to really control yourself about how many intake of those kind of news that you want to take in, or how much of those news that you can actually take in. So if you are a highly sensitive person, or a person with anxiety, or anything that leaves you with a lot of worries after watching those kinds of things, don't, okay? At times like these, you have to be able to take care of yourself, listen to things that you are actually in favor for, and don't forget that your mental health is really important. So if you are feeling anxiety and everything, find a friend. I mean, not just a friend, probably a psychologist or a psychiatrist to help you, to prevent you from thinking too much, overthink about other kinds of things that you don't actually have to think about. I mean, coronavirus is deadly, I know. A lot of people die from it. And what's creepy in Indonesia is that a lot of doctor does too. They died. And I can't even imagine what will we do without those doctors. So, I'm going to, spill out my tea. I mean, like, I'm going to tell you what I actually think about this whole front protection lane or something. Doctors and medical, those kinds of people, doctors, nurses, and all that, they are not the front line. They are the very backest line, the last thing we have before we die. Okay? Then who is the real front line? Us! The people. Okay? The ones that will get coronavirus from not obeying anything that the government and the doctors instruct us at for. Okay? So if they tell you to stay home, stay at your damn home. Don't go anywhere, okay? I have been staying at home for like a month, probably 2 months by now. I don't even know what day it is, except if I have schedule. Except if my university application reminds me that there is a class, a video conference, or what. Because if they don't remind me, I probably will forget because it's just been too long, okay? And going out of the house feels so wrong. every time I go out, like all day to the mini mart with my brother, it feels really wrong. Okay, it feels really bad. Like I have to go home. I have to go home right now. I don't want to spend too much time here because it just feels wrong. And how come some of you just don't get it? I mean, you don't want that our country gets like Spanish did, you know? I mean, they can't even go out anymore right now, except for going to the market to buy groceries and snacks. And if they go out of their house without reason and, guard from the local authorities, they're going to, I don't know, like, killed on spot or maybe, sanctioned for getting out of the house without the local authorities noticing them. So please, just, obey the government. Although, I know that some of you don't trust the president, or don't trust your mayor, or don't trust your governor, but I don't really care about it. I mean, their policies are clear. Stay at home and you'll be safe. That's it. And if you have to work, then work, but follow the steps that I have told you about. When you come home, take off your shirt, straightly go to bath, wash your hands and everything. You know, I'm one of the very few persons or people who get anxiety and OCD in daily life. Even in daily life, I wash my hands 3 times a day. I clean my nails 5 times a day. I bath 2 times a day. And I wash my hair once in 2 days, yeah. And I do it more often in coronavirus without my parents noticing, because I'm scared. Okay, I'm scared of this virus, and I think you should too. You should not take this too lightly, because it's not a light virus. We don't know if it's going to be like the Black Death or Spanish flu or the cholera, Ebola kind of thing. We don't know. Okay, but this virus keeps mutating. You guys watch X-Men, right? You know what they can do. They can fly, they can shoot lasers, they can shoot fires, they can have swords coming out of their bones. Well, viruses don't do that, but eventually it is something super in human world, right? Those mutants. Well, coronavirus is something super in the virus world. So it's not just like flu or pneumonia or things. It's the combination of everything. So typically it's like a mutant being built from different kinds of powers. So you know how deadly it is, right? So you have to stay away as far away as possible from that kind of virus. And by staying at home, you are really helping those who are at the very last protective line, the doctors, from dying and being contaminated and all. And if you are infected, please be honest. I'm very tired of listening to news, finding news actually, about patients who are not obedient about their not obedient and not honest about their condition. I mean, they are actually infected with coronavirus, but none of the family accompanied that person to the hospital, said to the doctor that that person is infected. Therefore, the doctor doesn't wear any protective clothes, because the protective clothes are very limited. It is only used when treating the positively infected patients, and if a patient doesn't tell the doctor that they are infected, the doctor doesn't use protective clothes, and that will affect the doctor so much. They can be infected, and there is no one who is going to treat you again. We don't have the cure. We only have the doctor to accompany those who are infected, make their mental health stable, and make them happy, make sure that they have enough intake every day, make sure they're not lonely, make sure they take a rest well, take rest as much as they need to, although the doctors don't really rest. So please, if you have the symptoms, call someone or order an ambulance to take you to the hospital. Don't touch anything. Don't get too close to your family because you don't want your family to die because of you, right? So please, just follow the protocols. Be honest. Be obedient. Stay at home if you're healthy. You know, if you're still at work and you're in the capital city or the red zone, please talk to your boss. Talk him out of it. Talk him to, you know, like, take everything in the office into work from home. Because I know, even though there are a lot of things that we can't do at home, but actually a lot of things can be done at home. Especially those who are not couriers. Couriers that, you know, take things to places like the JNE, Tiki, and all that. Please stay at home and be safe, okay? Well, I think I've talked enough. It's a really long session, to be honest, and I hope I can talk more about more exciting topics later. Well, I have a few suggestions actually from my friends. There are those who want me to talk about toxic relationships, toxic parents, what else? I kind of forgotten. Drama, gender equality. Wow, I love this person so much who suggests me to listen to to listen to his suggestion. I forget if it's a he or a she, but they suggest that I talk about gender equality because they know I'm a hard feminist. So I'm going to try to talk to you guys about it. I'm going to do some researches first. I'm going to make script first, like usual. And, well, like you know, I'm going to make my content as perfect as possible so that everybody can actually enjoy it. And I really hope that you enjoy this podcast of mine. I'm going to sign up now, and I really hope you listen to this and you actually like realized, oh my god, I've done something wrong, I gotta fix it. Or maybe you think that I did something wrong, I did something not right enough. You can actually contact me and give me suggestions on how to prevent this coronavirus even better. So I'm sorry if there are some mistakes in what I have said in this podcast. You can send me critics. And I hope that all of you stay safe. The earth is sick. Please be humane and stay at home. Stay safe, guys. L is signing out. Bye-bye.